I think so too. Not at all. Not at all. This guy's like Father Time. It's unbelievable. Totally unbelievable, the stuff. And when you watch him on tape that he's still able to do, it's amazing.
He has taken some hits, though, in case he's here. So, right. In that respect, do you think that they're a bit vulnerable?
You know, really, I don't think so. When I sit there, and of course, he's been hit a few times, but he's still moving the ball, still effective, passing the ball, deadly accurate, and they're really a solid team. And he's leading them well. So far this year, it's not even close. Not even close. There's so many problems, you know. They got two tight ends you got to worry about covering. They got three backs, you know, from Gillislee with more of the runner. Then you got White and Lewis coming in. Then you got to deal with Cooks taking the top off. Amendola running east and west. Hogan doing his thing. It's just which problem you want to take care of first. I don't know. I wish I had the answer. I wish I had the answer. They're talented across the board, and they pose a lot of problems. You're going to have to be very smart and be extremely disciplined to play this team.
This is now your third year going up against that offense. Is this their – I mean, they've added some different pieces this offseason, so is this the most dangerous you've seen them?
You know, I was thinking about it today, and I told the guys, well, this is my 19th time facing them, unfortunately. I had 7 times in Miami and then going into my third year here, so it's a lot of times. And, you know, from seeing the Mosses of the world or Wes Welkers of the world, as a matter of fact, I told the guys, they kind of plug and play. These guys have a role. They have a speed guy. They have a vertical pivot guy. They have an all-around guy. They have tight ends. They just plug and play. They're a dangerous team.
How would you assess how you guys played defensively against Cleveland last week? They gave up a lot of yards, but then coming up with some timely turnovers.
The takeaways were the thing that really stood out with me. You know, you're going in, you're in somebody else's backyard, and they gave us they looked at us as a game they were going to win, and they gave us a great shot. Our guys hung in there, made some timely plays, and we were just happy to get the win.
Casey, last week you were frustrated at your run defense being ranked 29th, now it's 30th.
Still, I'm more frustrated. But, yeah, it's just sometimes it goes like that. You know, it's something we're going to steady keep working at and trying to improve, and the guys are giving great effort and stuff like that. Sometimes it just happens. You know, you sit there week before you play Jacksonville trying to stop Fournette. Then I see the next week he run for 181 yards. It's this league. It's a lot of great players, and you just got to work to get better week in and week out.
Is this a top test for your rookies in the back end?
For those guys, it's just the next game. It's just the next game. These guys are going into their 6th NFL game, and they're doing everything we ask them. They just got to stay on their technique and be sharp, and this is not going to be an easy task, and they know it, and they're going to be up for the challenge.
Can you show Brady something new? I know he's seen everything, but when you go up against him, do you go?
I was just asking myself the same question because I thought y'all might ask that, and I'm saying, what heck can you show this guy that he hadn't seen? You know, he's seen people drop 8. He's seen people go 0. He's seen people play man, seen people play zone. It's just you got to pick and choose your time to do certain things and try to take this away and try to take that, and you got to make some plays. But it's just going to come down to making plays. When you have success against them, you can't beat yourself. You got to make plays, and you got to get off the field on third down. All things they excel at.
What's the biggest challenge Gronkowski presents?
The matchup. Matchup, physical size, you know, is he too big for safety? Is he too fast and too strong for a linebacker? It's just a matchup. And then you give him a lot of attention. You're leaving a lot of guys one-on-one. So that's the problem.
So you, what was the most impressive part of Marcus's interception, red zone interception against Cleveland?
It was just the timing. The guy made a great play. He executed the defense well, and it was a really, really big play for us. Really big play for us. And the thing about Marcus, you know, we talk a lot about Jamal, but he's really been doing a solid job for us. Really has.
How key has Denard Wilson been to the development of the young safety?
You know what? Denard is really an outstanding coach, and with those guys come in, and really from Mo Claiborne to even Buster's playing, you know, just the whole DBs as a group, from his leadership, the way he's handled those guys from day one and got them ready to play week one. So my hat goes off to him, and those guys are totally buying into what he's selling.
Casey, when you said Claiborne, what did you guys as a game they were going to win? Is that something you've been reinforced to your players along the way here?
No doubt. Not really. As we look at it, you know, we go into every game somewhat like from the standpoint of we better play our best because this team is going to give us their best, so we better be ready to go.
How do you feel like your team and your defensive backs, particularly your safeties, are prepared for matching up against Gronkowski?
You know, we just left practice, and these guys are watching the tape, and they know what's at stake. They know the guys we got to match up with, the guys, and those guys, all you take is put on about one or two reels of film, and you see what they can do. So, one, they've taken a good approach in practice. They've been putting in film study, and we'll see what happens on Sunday.
Hogan, what's allowed him to become such an effective target for them?
You know what? Hogan's kind of funny. I was with Hogan in Miami, and he had a nickname, 7-Eleven, because he's always open. This guy is a self-made man that I've watched in Miami. Then he goes to Buffalo. Then he goes to New England. This guy's just got better and better each week. Each year, from one year to next, he just keeps improving his game. Excellent hands, route runner, and deceptive speed. He's developing to a tremendous player. You know what really came on? The thing we liked about him was the fact that we felt like coming out that he could match up with tight ends. That's the thing as we watched him. The thing isn't, but when you look at Gronkowski, he's won against a lot of safeties in this league. So right now we can't say, well, we have no chance if Jamal can't cover the tight end. So.
Will Jamal be afraid?
No, not at all.
Well, you saw Casey
Are you saying Barry from Kansas City? Where did he go to college?
Tennessee.
Oh, okay, okay. I just think, okay. No, you know what? Just think we're all hands on deck this week against everybody got to play a hand in it. And Jamal might have to cover him. The linebackers might have to cover him. Might have to do whatever it takes to get the guy.
Is it fair to say that Kansas City plan was the best plan in the first place?
Well, you know, you look at it, he still made some plays throughout the game. He converted several third downs against Barry, but Barry did a good job of matching up with him this net. But it was a give and take. Both one had won battles.
Do you have anybody in Tennessee that you cover?
No, that's all I was just asking.
Is that all?
Thank you. You guys have a great day.